Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is ABC News political director Rick Klein. All right, Rick, all the talk that we've had over weeks and even months about what the impeachment trial would look like, we finally got our answer throughout the week here. We've heard most of what House Democrats' argument will be. What has been your impression on how this has all gone for Democrats who want impeachment?
Look, I think it's been a methodical, very well thought out, very well articulated case. No surprises, but I don't think we expected surprises. And I think you have to remember there's a couple of different audiences here. There's the 100 U.S. senators. Realistically, most of them have already made up their minds. There's also the possibility of extending the trial via witnesses and documents, and that only requires four senators. So a lot of this has been about trying to make the case to individual Republican senators that, yes, this is something that is worth exploring further and demands witnesses. And then, of course, there's the American people. Well, there's polling out there that suggests that people want to continue to see information on this. I think people that are watching at home, you can make your own judgment as to whether you view this as impeachable. But I do feel like it's a compelling case.
You know, one of the complaints, though, Rick, is that there's been lots of repetition. Is that a danger for the Democrats?
Well, I suppose it is if you lose the attention of Republican senators, yes, that maybe you don't need every one of these very long days to make the case. The other side is you want to do a thorough job. We're talking about the highest stakes imaginable, impeaching and removing a president of the United States. I feel like it's appropriate to put as much information out there as you possibly can and as methodically as you can. But you're right. Look, watching this over the last couple of days, it does seem to be a lot of the same ground that's being tread. And if you paid attention to the House trial, even more so. But look, nothing tells people at a trial that they can't present evidence, even if it's been seen before. Maybe there's a certain power in repetition. Maybe there's a certain power even to the senators to demonstrate the mountain of evidence that's been accumulated.
You know, to that thought, might it have been better for Democrats? You know, they were accusing Mitch McConnell of rushing this initially when the first set of rules came out. It was supposed to only be 2 days and 24 hours. Might it have been better for Democrats for it to be an even shorter period, say 1 day and 7 hours, to kind of, make sure that their arguments were a little more compact in a way that's digestible to most people?
That may have changed the public perceptions, but I'm pretty sure if that had happened, then the Republicans would be saying, look, they had so small a case that they couldn't even they got it all done in one afternoon. So I think people would point to the politics of this to make their points regardless. The fact is, this is actually a very, as complicated as this case seems, it's a pretty simple allegation, and it's laid out in very stark terms. So the Democrats made a choice not to make this a sweeping case. They didn't bring in all sorts of other issues. They didn't bring in the issues raised by the Mueller report around obstruction of justice. They didn't bring issues in around the president's personal finances and how he's made money, including time as the presidency. They decided to focus on this one episode and just go very, very deep on it and make a case that, in the words of Adam Schiff, if this is not impeachable, what is?
What about the president's attorneys beginning their case on a Saturday? Does that put them at a disadvantage or an advantage?
Well, I think if you're looking to bury something, a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon, it couldn't be a bad time. But we know this president likes a show. And we've been told based on our reporting, he's not happy with the idea of the bulk of the case playing out on a Saturday. There's some talk about a very truncated day tomorrow so that the meat of the case that his lawyers will make will actually come on Monday in the fresh part of the week. We don't expect his attorneys to take as many days as the House Democrats have. They feel like they can make the case in a much shorter period of time, although they haven't specified at this stage. But I it wouldn't surprise me now if we come in and have a very brief session on a Saturday and we save that for Monday, coincidentally or not. There's a whole bunch of Democrats running for president who'd like to get to Iowa. They wouldn't mind being done with work a little early so they can catch an earlier flight.
The big question now is what happens next? Once the president's team is done with their arguments, where do we go from there?
Well, after that, then you could have a couple of pitched battles over individual witnesses. Keep in mind, they didn't come to an agreement on the front end about how to handle or whether to handle witnesses. So that means you could have individual votes on someone like a John Bolton or a Mick Mulvaney, and that's where those four Republican senators come in. Will anyone break with the party line, or will everyone line up the way that their parties do, in which case this could all be done by the end of next week. If instead it's a subpoena of witnesses and legal fights around that, this could last weeks or even months longer.
Who are the four? We know Collins, Murkowski, Romney. Who's the fourth?
That's a great question, because it's easy to get the three but not the four. People point to a couple of people like Lamar Alexander from Tennessee, a retiring senator who's more of a kind of statesman figure. There's also some folks from places like Arizona, Colorado, North Carolina, who are in tough reelection races, although none of them have shown any signs whatsoever of suggesting they're going to side with Democrats. So, yeah, getting to that fourth is a difficult thing, there's no question.
All right, Tay, we are looking forward to what is coming ahead next week, and I'm sure there will be just as much to talk about. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.